Portugal experienced huge, devastating wildfires in 2017. More than 60 people died, and the non-native eucalyptus trees covering the countryside contributed to the quick spread of the fires. But the government and farmers replanted eucalyptus trees in parts of those burned areas, which means Portugal's ecosystem is still vulnerable. A new documentary about the fires and their aftermath, called From Devil's Breath, offers lessons for Portugal and forests worldwide. With us now is Catarina Fernandes Martins, a journalist and co-producer for the film. Catarina, hello.
Hi, Deepa.
Catarina, I have to say, when I watched the first few moments of your documentary, I saw the burning hills and people escaping, and I really thought I was watching Paradise, California. But I'm looking at central Portugal. Set the scene for us.
So this was just June 17th, 2017. It was just another day for us with a lot of fire alerts, but we were very used to those. What wasn't normal was the wind that day, and then the fire that started was definitely very abnormal. It was what scientists later described as a sixth-generation fire.
Right. It was a massive fire, unlike any that Portugal has ever seen, and it wiped out that entire town really quickly. But what happened after that is what your film really delves into. In the reforestation efforts, the government and local farmers didn't listen to scientists and plant native and diverse crops of trees. Tell us what the government did.
It keeps planting eucalyptus trees, which are not native to us, and just destroys everything and makes fires much more intense. And we have this monoculture of eucalyptus, which in the last 5 years actually increased. So we are number one in Europe with the most extensive eucalyptus planted and the fifth in the world. And so they wanted Americans to send us California oaks so that those trees could stop our fires.
Now, eucalyptus trees are not native to Portugal, but the reason why they keep planting them in Portugal is because there's money in them. They are good trees for paper production. And there's a powerful scene in your documentary of the city council meeting in this small town where all these people died and they finally realized we can't keep planting eucalyptus trees. And the very farmers who suffered through these fires are saying, but we have to plant eucalyptus trees. That's the only way we're going to make any money.
Yeah, it crushes your soul.
So what are they doing, Catarina? How do you change that mentality?
It needs to come from above. Overall, the industries, the way people make money and the way they live there, it needs to come from an investment in the forest and other trees. It needs to come from an awareness that strawberry trees, for instance, could very well be profitable even quicker than the eucalyptus. And you need to dismantle the paper industry lobby. You need to be brave to do that because you need to think about the medium and long term and not just the short term. And you need to make that investment now because it's costing a lot of money anyway with all the fires, not to mention the lives.
I found a very hopeful part of this documentary was the fact that there is this simple solution, not just to Portugal's climate crisis, because these fires are directly linked to climate change. And that is planting trees and the right kinds of trees, because they really do suck up the carbon from the air. Tell us about that and why the eucalyptus trees don't work in this scenario.
So this part of the film, which is really about the scientific and the hopeful approach that we wanted to bring forward, it has to do with the work by the Crowder Lab in Switzerland. And they mapped out the abandoned lands in the world to understand which tree or species can be planted where. And they estimated that if we plant a little over 1 trillion species and grow them to maturity, we can capture 30% of the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. In Portugal, that just is so, I think everyone understands it, because people that have lived in the area, we really know how fast eucalyptus grow. the fact that they're not from here, they take up all the soil, they take up all the water, preventing any other species to develop there. So the nature seems dead in around eucalyptus trees. There are no animals, and so it just makes the ecosystem very, very vulnerable. If you see some patches of land there, if you see patches with the oak trees, the cork trees, and the native species, they will be green while everything around it is burned and it's black because it was all burned. And those are the eucalyptus trees. So it's very clear, and we know it. We know how important it is to let nature just run its course, you know, but we need to help her do that.
Catarina Fernandes-Martins is a reporter and co-producer of the new documentary about the 2017 wildfires in Portugal called From Devil's Breath. Thank you, Catarina.
Thank you so much, Deepa.